What is it about this, the group of players, that they never give up?
Never give up. They're unreal. They've been having so much adversity this year, and they never quit. And even tonight, you look at all the posts we had and all the scoring chances we had in the first two periods, and we killed a big 2 minutes at the beginning. That was the plan. Killed that 2 minutes in the beginning of the third period. Don't give that third goal. Like, you hang around, you make it difficult, you grind the game out, and then we scored that big goal there on a face-off play. That were really sharp on face-off play tonight. A couple of good scoring chances of them. And why would we quit? And we have the jersey, there's a puck, and we're young, young team, and I think they did good, man. They just, the mileage they're getting, but they're getting it throughout winning games. That's what it's fun. It's, you know, you can say, hey, we play the kids, and then they're not able to play against some of the good players. There's some really good player on the other team. And I think our young guy just hold their own, and they're not perfect, but we give 21 shots to one of the good teams we've played this year.
Speaking of fun, for us watching the game, 9 rounds of shootout was fun for us. What about the coaching staff?
At that point, you're part of the guys, to be honest. Not that I want us to lose in shootout. I feel we lost our share, and we won a couple of them. I like to believe that when I go to shootout, my message will be the same, winning or losing, because it becomes more of a kind of one-on-one in play. So we could play a game where tonight it would have been a positive. I would sit here and tell you the same thing if we were to lose in shootout. But we can win a game in shootout and tell you it wasn't good enough. It was a bad game. I didn't like the vibe. I didn't like the way we played. So I don't adjust my message to the win or loss in shootout. I go more about what the game was all about, and I felt we did really good tonight.
Last question.
David Sklenica, tonight he had a bit more responsibility because Carl wasn't playing. Can you talk about how he's progressed during the season, throughout the season?
Funny you mentioned, I've talked to somebody today and told him he's probably one of the guys that progressed the most all year. Like, for, you have to remember, the guy comes from Europe, so doesn't speak English, never played in North America, never was on a small ice. When I looked at him at first, I was like, okay, where do we start? But we start with passion. The guy has passion, he has heart, he works. You start with that. And then you try to get him better on every little things without him losing his edge. He's a competitor. I don't think any team liked to play against him because he's so physical and he's hard. And he improved his overall game that he becomes, after a win or after some games where we say David was a big part of this win. So his progression in 6 months for where he's coming from, you got to remember that. It's pretty impressive. Like, you got to remember, he's not a first-round pick. He's a late bloomer in this country. And you're right, we don't. He's just a good kid. Does everything we ask him, and we like him.
Thank you.